Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Pam. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I just got off the phone with someone maybe like 5 minutes ago. I was calling because I wanted to file a claim, but I already did that. But I was calling because my email was messed up on my claiming online, and she changed it, and then like it says she, I don't know, I'm not sure. It won't let me log in online. It says the information that I'm giving is not correct.
Okay, give me one moment. Do you have your claimant ID number?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, give that to me.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Go to it. It's going to be the old one, by the way. It's not going to be the one I just filed that I have. It is, I just read it out to him. Oh, here it is. It is 497-2775.
497-2775, and your name?
Deontay Bendoff.
You said Deontay?
Yes, ma'am. Deontay Bendoff.
That's DEONTAYE?
DEONTA.
And spell the last name for me.
BENDOLPH.
Say that one more time. Sorry. You said
B as in boy. E as in ill. N as in napkin.
Okay.
D as in dog. O as in owl.
Okay.
L as in lane. P and H.
Okay. I'm going to send a message for you. You said they need to correct your email, correct?
Ma'am?
You said that your email needs to be corrected, correct?
Yeah, I told her about it because at first it wouldn't let me log in because I couldn't get into my old email. And when I told her about it, she changed the email for me. Now I'm having a problem logging in because it's telling me my information don't match. You know, when you're logging in, it asks you for your first name, your last name. Yeah, and all that. And when I first continue, it's telling me it don't match. Like, it's telling me my information don't add up. Like, I got the wrong information or something.
Is it the email information or the information on your claim?
The information on my claim. Like, when you sign into the on the Gmail,
the
right?
You know, okay. You into your portal.
Other information after it. Like your first name, your middle initial, your last name, your driver license number, your social security number, and things like that. But when I go to press continue after I'm done putting all my information, it tells me I'm wrong. It tells me that my information does not match you guys' records. And I'm not sure why it's doing that. Every time I press continue on it, it literally says information provided does not match our records. Please try again. I'm not sure if the email probably ain't properly just set yet or whatever, but it won't let me log in at all.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So you saying you're unable to view your information in your portal because once you log in with your email information, it's telling you that it does not match the records.
No.
You're saying it does not match our records.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it's exactly telling me.
So you can log into your email. You're thinking your email information wrong, or they may have put something else in wrong.
See, the thing is, how the website works, when you log on, it asks you for your Gmail first.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put that in, it directs you to a screen to where the user registration.
So it only allows you to get, basically, once you put your Gmail in.
It takes me straight to the user registration.
And once
it
you
usually,
mm-hmm.
It usually didn't do this. Like when I was on unemployment like a year or two ago, it wasn't all this. It just log in Gmail with your password and sends you through. But I'm guessing it updated since then. I'm not sure. Haven't been on it. But I know it's just telling me. I know you go to the Alabama Department of Labor, and then you go to Climate Portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try again. Hold on. Climate Portal. Welcome. Oh, this time it took me straight to the user registration.
Okay.
So I guess I'm already logged in because it's asking me when I go to menu, it says I can log out, and then it says you are now logged out. And then it takes me back to where I signed in with my email at.
Okay, try to log all the way back in and see if it's going to allow you to log all the way back in.
Okay, I'm doing everything now.
Okay.
Putting all my information in. Because the guy said I was going to need my online thing, so I'm just trying to get it situated. Because when I told him about the email situation, he was like, you might want to go and get that fixed because you're going to need it. So I'm just trying to. Yes. Telling me the same thing, man.
So it's not letting you back in now?
Nah, it's just telling me the same thing. Information provided does not match our records.
Okay.
Let me try again.
Mr. Bendall, give me a good callback number for you, just in case we get disconnected.
Ma'am?
I said, give me a good callback number for you, and just in case we get disconnected. Excuse me.
1 second. I actually, an out-of-town number that I have, so I don't know about heart. Give me 1 second. I can.
No problem.
I can fix that out for you.
No.
33.
Okay.
It's 336-965-6677.
You said 336-965-6677?
Yes, ma'am. That's perfect.
Okay. No, that's not bad. I mean, when we change these numbers, it takes me a minute to learn about her, 'cause
Especially when it's a number like this and I got that 251 in front of it.
yeah, but sometimes you have to change your number to get people keep people from calling.
Yes, ma'am, I love
Just one moment, I'm trying to get some assistance for you. Let's see what you need to
you. Yes,
do.
ma'am, no problem. Take all your time you need.
You see it there, Mr. Bendoff?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure I'm still waiting.
You take your time. I'm not in a rush at all, ma'am. I just wanted to get it done out the way so if I do start receiving the payment, I can go and check, you know, and probably do my what you call it online.
Yeah, that way you can keep up with everything that's going on. If anything changes, you at least know. I
Yes, ma'am.
understand. That's why I'm trying to get this information for you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem.
It's just sometimes I really don't want to. I really didn't want to file it, but it's hard getting the draw right now, so I had to get some type of income coming in.
It's called do what you need to do to move on and do better. There's something in your pocket, something better than nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
And that way they can help you try to locate a job. Because that's gas money. Did you get where you need to go to do what you need to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Bendoff, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, go ahead and give me the email address.
Bendoff, Deontay.
Is it capitalized or lowercase?
Ma'am.
Is it capitalized or lowercase, or it doesn't matter?
It's lowercase. Everything is lowercase.
Okay. So it's your last name first, then your first name?
Ma'am.
I said your last name first, then your first name?
Yes, ma'am. 15@gmail.com.
Since they haven't responded, I'm sending an email in on your behalf to get this corrected.
Okay.
What did I just mess up? And you said your phone number was 333. It's 2 3s, then a 6, correct?
Yes, ma'am. 336.
965-6677.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the issue. Looks like it's gonna be your phone number. Do this, put this number in 366. Now and then your rest of your number and see if you can get in that portal.
Ma'am.
Try to log in again, but it doesn't even let you get to the page where your phone number and all your information is, does it?
Hold on. Let me go. Let me go to it. Go back to the site. Access climate portal. They don't even ask you for my phone though.
So it's not letting you get in.
It's like I said, it's asking me for my first name, my middle initial, my last name, my social, my birth date, my mother's maiden name, and my driving license number.
You can't go past that page.
You know, ma'am. Like, so when I come to the unemployment page, it brings me straight to this page for some reason. It used to be like this, though.
When did you reopen your claim?
Ma'am?
I said, when did you reopen your claim, or when did you open your claim?
I literally just called, like, today. Like, probably 30 minutes ago. Yes, yeah, now let me turn. Not sure why I'm doing this.
Oh no, I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to figure out now.
Oh no, I just hit the all having trouble signing names button. It's asking me for my social and my labor thing.
You say what now? Cool.
I told them I was having trouble and it sent me to account recovery. It sent me to, and now I just gotta put my social and my Alabama pin. That's just my pin number to my car, right?
Yes.
Please check it carefully. Yeah. If you don't send it to this email, yeah, I don't think it's that's the problem. I don't think it's sending it to my email. Could have just said supposed to send something, but I ain't get it. So I think it's still sending it towards my old email. Please check your email for the next step. But I'm not getting anything.
Have you deactivated those other emails? Are you able to get back in your old email to check to see if it's in there? Are you able to check it?
Do it take a long time to send, or am I just not getting it?
You saying you think it may be going to your old email because you said it's not, you don't see it in your new email. I was just asking, are you able to check your old email to see if you, do you still have that old one? Maybe you're able to check it to see if it went to the old email. I know it shouldn't be, but just in case it is.
Yeah, it's not sending me anything when it says some fuck kind of my Gmail. So I think it's the Gmail problem.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you to do, Mr. Bender, as I say that, I've already sent an email in on your behalf. I'm going to get a reply.
So is there any other way that I can find out if I'm approved or not without the website? No.
You just filed today. You had to give it time for them to do the approval and go review your claim.
Yeah.
I said you said you just filed like 30 minutes ago, correct? You just filed the claim like 30 minutes ago, correct? Or when did you file the claim? I knew it took. Y'all had me here forever.